The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
All right, Coach Woodruff. So how long have you been the assistant coach here at Pendleton Heights?
Well, this is my second year. I came on board with Coach Ballard.
So what have you enjoyed most just about working along with Coach Ballard, and maybe not even Coach Ballard, just coaching this team in general?
Well, there are a lot of things to enjoy about it, but I actually had known Coach Ballard when he first started his coaching career. So his first head coaching job was down in Vincennes, and at that time I lived down there, so I coached with Coach Ballard for a good probably 3 or 4 years down there. He talked me into coming over here to Pendleton with him because I had relocated over to Fishers. And so we were able to reconnect and start working together again. But in terms of the things I've enjoyed so far, I enjoy all the coaches. You know, Coach Ballard has put together a really top-notch staff. I enjoy the kids. I enjoy the school system. You know, there are a lot of great professionals that work here. And but in terms of the kids, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, there's been a lot of work that's gone into it, but they've all put their heart into it. And, you know, I've seen all that sweat over the last couple of years here now. And, you know, so that's very rewarding. I just really enjoy being around the kids and just seeing them succeed and get better every day.
So you just mentioned you've been living in Pendleton, or you moved here with Coach Ballard a couple of years ago. What do you love most about the town of Pendleton and just the community?
Well, I actually live just to the, I guess, to the west. So I live in Fishers, so right there close to Fortville. So it's just a short drive over. But in terms of the area, I mean, it just reminds me a lot of where I grew up down in southern Indiana. Just a lot of good people. Pendleton itself is just it's a really neat community. They've got a lot of neat small businesses, but you can tell everybody's just very involved with the school system. Everybody knows kind of the history of Pendleton basketball, and it's fun to have those conversations. But I've just really enjoyed everybody I've come in contact with here, from the administration to other teachers, to the coaches, to the parents of the students and the kids, basketball players. It's just been, you know, it's a very tight-knit group, and I really like that. Everybody's pulling for each other.
So this might be a little bit of a silly question, but I did ask Coach Ballard this last week, did you play any high school basketball back in your glory days? If so, you know, where high school? What high school?
Yes, I did. I actually played for North Davies down in Davies County. So that's just to the north of Washington. So if you know the Zeller brothers, they're all from Washington, Indiana. But yeah, back in my day, so I graduated in 89. So played varsity basketball there all through my career. And but that sectional we came out of down there, you know, that has Bar Reeve, Logoti, a lot of historic basketball programs in southern Indiana. So Indiana basketball has been in my blood. I mean, I'm probably more of a fan of Indiana basketball than anything. So just to be able to stay engaged with it and still be involved in basketball, I love it. I love Pendleton's schedule. I mean, we get to go to some really neat places, historic Indiana Hoosier basketball places, right? Newcastle, Anderson, you know, Muncie. Like, there are just Adam or Coach Ballard. Sorry about that. Coach Ballard and I went through that schedule when he first took the job, and it was kind of funny because we started going through there. We both loved the game so much. We started looking at all the gyms we were going to get to go to, and we just, as fans of basketball, we just kind of geeked out.
So from your days over at North Davies High School, what were some of your, I'd say, best experiences as a player?
Oh, there were so many. You know, I just, at that time it was, you know, there was no such thing as class basketball. So, you know, it was just such a different environment than what you have today when it comes to the tournament, when it comes to just fan participation. You know, one of the big rivalries down there was between North Davies and Bar Reeve, which to this day is still a big rivalry because we're both in the same county, and they always play the Buggy Bowl. So my, you know, my best memory is that I never lost to Bar Reeve when I played on the varsity. So that's my one claim to fame. Now, not a whole lot of other kids can say that, as it's Bar Reeve has become a historically dominant program down there. But it was a lot of fun just playing Hoosier basketball in that atmosphere. I mean, to play in front of those packed houses every night, and just going to Logoti, to the Lion's Den, where at that time, Jack Butcher, who's the winningest basketball coach in the state of Indiana, was the head coach there. You know, the student section, I mean, they were literally on top of you because it was, you know, it was a gym very similar to Newcastle's, for, you know, to give folks a, you know, kind of a feel for it. And, you know, so the students are just hanging over the top of you as you're trying to inbound the ball, and they're just right on top of you, and you can hear every word of encouragement you're getting, I guess. Let's put it that way.
So now the season tips off next week on November 23rd when the Ravens take a short road trip over to Anderson to take on the Indians at 7:30. So, of course, how ready are you for the season to start?
Oh, I'm excited. After last year with COVID and kind of the way things had to work, you know, just going into this season and get back to a little bit of normalcy, which I'm sure you and all the other students are excited about that as well. But, you know, to me, that's the biggest thing. I just want to see where we stack up today, considering all the work I know they've put in over the summer since last basketball season. We have a scrimmage this week, actually, Thursday night. So I'm excited to kind of see where we're at. But then that Anderson game, that's a big game, right? It's a rivalry, you know, inter-county. And I know our kids will be up and they'll be ready. And so I'm excited that it's the first game of the season. I know Anderson's got a good team. They played in the sectional championship last year. They've added a couple kids. I've seen them over the summer, so it's going to be a good test for us. But I guess I can't wait. I'm excited to get things rolling.
So as you and Coach Ballard enter your second years here at Pendleton Heights High School, what are a few of your goals and expectations for this team this season?
You know, we always talk about that. And the kids, the players themselves ultimately set their goals, because at the end of the day, you know, Coach Ballard, myself, the other coaches, you know, we're going to be in there. We're going to work. And what we focus on is just helping them be the best player they can be. You know, they have individual goals, and how do we help them achieve those goals? And so we're trying to just get a little better every day in our practices and help them get a little better every day. But in terms of the overall goals, they're going to decide those things before that first game. They're going to say, this is where we want to be. And, you know, that may be, you know, win the conference, win sectional, you know, what are those things? And then as a coaching staff, it's our job to hold them accountable to what they said they want to accomplish and to put them in the best chance or best situation to be successful. So I'm looking forward to it. I think for us as coaches, though, if you ask us what our goal is, it's literally, we say it over and over again, we want to get 1% better every day, every practice. If we can get just 1% better over the course of a season every day, we're going to be a really tough team come March.
So with those few weeks of practices, how have these practices been for this team? And what have been some key things you and the rest of this coaching staff have worked with for these players?
Well, the biggest thing that we've been focusing on, obviously, since practices started on the 8th. Now, you know, we started on the 8th, but technically, you know, there was conditioning. And June, the whole month of June, we've been around the players. But just since the 8th, we really have focused in on more of, you know, the defensive breakdown, working on those types of things. You know, you still do a lot of offense. So the things that, as a team perspective, getting the kids back from the football team, where you're able to really start focusing in on your motion offense, or, you know, how we want to handle, you know, defense, whether, you know, we're in a full court setting or a half court setting, and just kind of working on the very, you know, core things that start to prepare for gameplay now, right? So it's, you know, during the summer, we might have spent a lot of time on, you know, just breaking down screens within a motion offense. Well, now you've got to really start focusing on sideline out of bounds plays, baseline out of bounds plays, you know, how we're going to approach different things. So it's just a different mentality now that practices have started. As we gear towards games, it becomes more of a, all right, we've got to make sure all these things are in place before we step on that court so that we're not caught off guard. We're not put in a situation we haven't been. We've started doing even more 2-minute situations, 30-second situations, 5-second situations, whether you're up, down. So we'll spend time on that towards the ends of practices now, just getting ready for game times. Like, the more you practice those situations, we've found, the less overwhelmed you're going to be if you actually find yourself, you know, down one with the ball out of bounds on the sideline with 5 seconds left to play. What are we going to do? Well, it makes it a lot easier when you can look at the kids in the huddle and say, guys, we do this every day in practice. We're ready for this situation, and we know what we're going to do.
Thank you, Coach, for joining me.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on WEEM's website, 917WEEM.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. Sitting with us for segments 2 and 3 is Lady Ravens of basketball head coach Chet Cook. So easing into this second segment, the Lady Ravens scratched 2 more games off their schedule this past week. First one on Tuesday, where they defeated Newcastle in their first conference matchup of the season on the road. Final score 65-46. And a few days later, the Lady Ravens returned home to take on Heritage Christian on Saturday afternoon and pulled away with another dominating win. Final score 81-56, shifting Pendleton Heights to 3-1 for the 2021-22 season. So going back to Newcastle, the Lady Ravens had 4 players hit double digits in points. Haley Brunner with 11 points, Morgan Martin and the Warfel sisters combined with 10 points each. So this team has been quite electric when it comes to getting the ball through the hoop this season, scoring 60-plus points in 3 of the 4 games of this season. So what's it been like to see the Lady Ravens rack it up in the points column and make it a struggle for opposing teams?
Well, that's what we want to do on the defensive side of things, really pressure the ball, really, you know, work to get stops and then get going on the other end. So that's led us to some big point games there where we're pushing the ball. And, you know, we want to try to be a good transition team where we're getting some buckets going that direction. But that defense is where it's at. And, you know, getting good balance, like when you got some players that you can all attack from all different angles, it really makes you tough to guard in transition. And we got even more than, you know, what's been shown so far. So, you know, what you see in our firepower that we got, there's more in the holster. So, you know, I'm not afraid of pushing the ball and trying to get some easy baskets because we have so many girls that are able to do something with the ball and maybe able to create in transition. It really opens things up for us and really makes for an exciting game to watch. I mean, scoring 81 points, you know, that's fun. You don't see girls getting in the 80s, you know, very much. So definitely entertaining, and I expect this to be a good show for anybody who comes out and watches us.
So taking a peek in the first quarter of that game, the Lady Ravens were able to truck away from Newcastle and come away with a 17-point lead by the end of the quarter, 24-7. Now, Newcastle stormed back a tad bit, reeling in 16 points compared to the Lady Ravens' 10, but to send the score to 34-23 at halftime. But what is it like seeing this team put on another strong and electric start to open up this game?
Well, we wanted to set that tone early. Like, first conference game, you wanted to jump on them. And we got such a big lead there that we lessened up, you know, where we subbed some and took the pressure off and worked on some other parts of our game. But that kept the game closer. And then some hot shooting on Newcastle's end, where a girl who had only hit 1 3 in previous 3 games had, or 2 games had caught fire and hit 5 of them in that game. And that kept them close there. And by close, you know, in that 15-point range. But, you know, us giving some subs a chance to get in the game there, you know, it's how we wanted it to be in a game like that, get a good lead and then be able to work on some things. So, you know, that's how we jumped on them, and we plan to be able to do that some more, you know, with how we start. We talk about the importance of starting a game, you know, from the tip that way, and then that third quarter has that similar, you know, you're going to change the game, you know, to start that second half. And, you know, those first 3 minutes are vital to the success of the team. If you have a good first 3 minutes, then most likely you're going to close out that half good. So We've been able to do that pretty much, and, you know, definitely excited about what we're going to do, you know, going forward. But getting good starts is critical.
The three ball improved a little bit since the first couple of games. In that first game of the season up in Marion, the Lady Arabians shot 24% from the arc, followed up with 21% later that week. And against Westfield, the Lady Arabians were able to shoot 35% from the three-point line last Tuesday, where they cashed in on six of their 17 three-pointers. So how important will it be to work on that three-point shooting moving forward in the season?
Well, a couple of our best three-point shooters are just not shooting it as hot now. I mean, Haley Brunemer, she's getting up there. She's getting it. We know Rosencrans, Abby, she'll get it going as well. Morgan Martin's, you know, been getting some looks, you know, in some of the practice drills we have. We had Morgan set the record here for Lady Arabians on this Celtic drill we do. So we know, you know, she's going to be able to shoot it well for us too. You know, matter of time here to start the season. We're a little behind, you know, where we're not having a lot of confidence in the jumper, but the more teams, you know, we play, the more games we get in, the more we're going to build up that confidence. And you know, when we get all those things firing, we're going to be really tough to beat.
So last Tuesday, the free throw line was like a best friend for the Lady Arabians, where they connected on 21 of their 29 free throw attempts. With the foul trouble for Newcastle and the Lady Arabians putting work in when it came to drawing fouls, what was good about seeing the Lady Arabians nearly eclipse 30 free throw attempts?
Well, that's something that, you know, it's kind of a sub goal for us. You know, you want to make more free throws than the other team shoots. You can't really focus on that kind of goal while you're playing, but you can focus on what makes it happen. You know, by going to the basket and being strong, getting to the rim, you're going to get foul calls. And then on your defensive end, not fouling. You know, not getting them to the free throw line. That's going to let you, you know, make more free throws than the other team shoots. And I kind of got that concept from Coach Bob Knight there at Indiana, that he used to have that mindset, and they did that. Like, they always made more free throws than the other team shot. And you can't really go out to have a goal like that without having the purpose with how it happens. So it happens by attacking the rim and then not fouling on the defensive end, playing good, solid position defense.
So the Lady Arabians were absolute hawks when it came to forcing turnovers once again, as they were able to rack up 20 steals in this game and also force 24 turnovers. Now, this was their second time securing 20-plus steals in a game so far this season, going back to the first game of the season against Marion when they had 23. But what have you enjoyed out of the Lady Arabians when it comes to creating pressure on defense this season?
Well, we got some quick feet and good position, but we also got some quick hands, too, that's getting deflections and getting things, you know, where we can pick off the pass, you know, go the other direction, get some easy baskets. But, you know, that's what – this team has a lot of good pieces. You know, we got shooting. We got some rebounding. We got some offensive firepower where we can spread it around. We got defense that we can get stops. We got pressure that we can apply to get things going the other direction and really turn teams over. And when you have all those pieces, you make for a really good team. So we're still trying to get there, but we got a lot of good pieces in this group.
So over to that next game, the Lady Ravens hosted Heritage Christian here at home on Saturday. Now, as you mentioned, the Lady Ravens scored a season-high 81 points as they secured another great win, 81-56. Heritage Christian was looking for a resurgence as they fell to LaPel in their first game of the season, 48-43. But how does it feel to get that second win here in front of the home crowd against a team that beat you by just 1 point last season?
We actually beat them by one last year at their place. We didn't lose that game, but that was an add-in game. It was one that was not originally on the schedule last year. But, you know, for us to win that game there last year was a big win for us. But we wanted, you know, we've now added them on our schedule because, you know, they're going to be a good program. You know, they're going to be able to get players year in and year out. I mean, they got three new transfers from New Pal this year. You know, keep them on the schedule and it'd be a good challenge for us. You know, us having them at home, we wanted to get back going the right direction, you know, being a home game here and, you know, put on a show for the crowd. And you know, we got in a little foul trouble in that game where we, you know, had to sit some players that really help us. And we weren't able to stretch that lead out in that first half like we wanted to. But we really jumped on them there in that third quarter and, you know, I think we had a 30-plus point advantage there at one point. You know, and that's really kind of where we see ourselves kind of, you know, that kind of pressure that we can apply and be that kind of team on offense where we should beat a team like that going away.
So that is going to do it for us in segment number two. But stay with us. Coach Cook will be back for segment three as we talk about this weekend's matchup against Greenfield Central on Friday and Frankton on Saturday. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Chris, last year was a challenge.
It was quite a challenge.
But we overcame it.
That's what life's all about, overcoming challenges together.
And I'm so proud of our entire state and our local communities for persevering through last year together. I'm Indiana High School Athletic Association Assistant Commissioner Carrie Schludecker.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Chris Kaufman. Last year, we learned something that high school sports have always taught kids, how to overcome challenges through discipline and teamwork.
Our student athletes do it year in and year out.
And last year, they did it with limited to no attendance.
But this year, fans are back in the stands, and we want to see your enthusiasm.
So we're challenging you, the fans,
to buy a ticket to your school's next sporting event
and help the whole community persevere.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Coach Cook still joins us here for segment three to preview this weekend's game. As we mentioned in the last segment, your team was perfect, 2-0 last week. So how did your team improve overall last week?
Well, the thing that we want to do is really get good starts in games and have good defense. And, you know, those conference games are good to get going that direction. You know, having a matchup here with Greenfield, another conference game, you know, we want to continue that defensive pressure and we want to really get some turnovers and really apply, you know, a lot of that, what we've worked on through this 2-0 week we had. Build on that going into those games this week with, you know, we got the big one Friday, but then back-to-back Saturday we'll have Frankton. So we want to be playing good basketball, have a good week of practice, and, you know, continue that, you know, we talk about with the girls that you win one, that's great. You win two, that's two in a row. But you win three, now you're on a winning streak. So that's what we're heading, start that winning streak this Friday night.
So you and your team have nearly a week of practice, have 4 days of practice till your next big game. That's another conference opponent coming into town Friday where the Greenfield Central Cougars will enter. So what improvements are you looking throughout this week to progress in?
Well, we want to keep building our knowledge of what we're doing, and we've added a few wrinkles into our offenses. So we want to, you know, be able to do some of those things, and we got to get better against, you know, some of the things we're going to face. You know, Greenfield's going to probably throw a 2-3 zone, and we haven't faced that yet. So we'll work on some of that, and, you know, we want to keep getting better at the defensive pressure. We want to be able to add some different things on defense and rotate better and communicate better. So, you know, we'll spend a lot of time working on those things, getting in better position defensively so we don't get in foul trouble. But definitely it's how we want to start, and we want to get them here on Friday night for sure.
So what would you say have been some of your biggest positive you've seen carried into practice and into the games for the past week?
I think our energy level is good. I think we definitely have a lot of, you know, passion, and the girls want to do well. So I think what we do there in practice energy-wise gives us a good start. I mean, these girls, they're starting to believe a little bit more in themselves and trust themselves a little bit. So, you know, I expect us to take that competitive nature and that energy from practice into the games. You know, it's something I've tried to, you know, put into practice where we make it competitive. I mean, what we did today where we split the teams into green and white, not the typical green and white where the starters are in green and the subs are in white, but split it everybody up, try to make it even, and then compete in certain drills and keep score as a group, and was able to raise the level of competition amongst the girls today by, you know, focusing on that. So that level of competition, though, is what, you know, gets you to where you can apply that into the game. You want to beat each other in practice so that, you know, come game time, it's a little bit easier for you. You know, that what we can apply from our top to bottom, you know, top 10 players, it's probably more than some schools can give to us. We want to stay after them, you know, in practice to push each other. And we'll switch the lineup here for Friday night, and we'll keep that competitive action going as we progress.
Now, a big thing to point out, last season the Lady Ravens put on a show against Greenfield Central, defeating the Cougars on their home floor 70-33. So with both teams making adjustments since then, what will it take to come out on top once again this season?
That defense that we talked about, you know, there's a few girls there that are a little turnover prone, so we want to stay after them defensively, create some things, and you know, push to get easy baskets on the other end. Sorry about that. But we got a lot of players that had some success last year defensively, and you know, we want to continue to do that. I think we're a little bit better defensively right now than we were last year, so not that we need to go out there and press, but we probably will a little bit. But I expect us to turn them over quite a bit. And they got a nice freshman class. Those girls are building confidence. I can see, you know, those girls on film for Greenfield. They're freshmen, and they're getting better. You can see them having confidence already at the varsity level. So they're going to try to take care of it a little bit better than what they have so far. But I expect us to really jump on them here on Friday night.
So taking an extended peek at the schedule, three out of your next four games for the Lady Arabians are up against conference opponents. So what kind of differences are there in practice when preparing for a conference matchup?
Well, it's real, you know, big for us to do well in the conference. We want to win all the games, but we kind of have a little bit more of a rivalry or a you know, animosity amongst the girls and, you know, the teams in our conference. So, you know, winning the conference, and you don't just want to win, you know, and tie, but you want to win it outright, and you want to beat everybody, and you want to run the table and go 7-0. So, you know, how you handle getting ready for each one of those games is critical. You know, it wasn't just too long ago that we were playing Greenfield in the sectional, you know, 5 years ago or so, when they had a top 10 team in the state and, you know, a couple Division I players on their team. So, you know, that's definitely a tough group for us to, you know, play against back then. But now we like to give it back to them here a little bit. And, you know, getting ready for conference is always it's an easy task. You know, when you want to win the conference, you can't ever, you know, look past anybody. You got Greenfield here Friday, and then you got a, you know, conference, you know, you got the Frankton one Saturday, but you got the conference matchup with Shelbyville, who, you know, they're trying to get better. And they're, you know, got a nice group there, you know, where – and they've got better year after year, so they're going to try to be tough. And then, of course, finishing that up with that Mount Vernon game. Got to be at Mount Vernon there the first week of December.
So the second game for this week is a home game against the Frankton Lady Eagles. These teams each took a win against each other last season, with Frankton landing the first blow on the buzzer beater in the regular season, 58-56 finish. And the next time you saw them was in the Madison County Tournament, where you came away with a victorious 51-38 point win. So what are some of the keys to point out when it comes to playing a team like Frankton?
Well, they're going to press, you know, quite a bit. We want to try to turn those into layups on the other end for us. But, yeah, they're a, you know, top-ranked 2A team. Last year they got us on that game at their place when we had six players and one of them got hurt at halftime. So we were depleted in that first game. We really thought, you know, it's a game that we should have won. So then we faced them full power and kind of took control there in the county. So, you know, we expect to really play good basketball Saturday night after having to play Friday night in that conference matchup, and really be able to kind of simulate a Friday-Saturday night like a February would bring, where you have the semifinals on a Friday and the championship the next night. So that's kind of a good practice for us to be able to play two in a row, and we want to try to come out on top on both of them.
So with the Lady Ravens having both games for this week going back-to-back, of course the game against, on Friday and then a game on Saturday, how do those back-to-back games affect the team, and what does the team prepare any differently to practice for those back-to-backs?
Well, it's, you know, what you do with your legs, you know, on that practice floor is a little bit different. You want to make sure you're fresh. But the focus mentally and how you come into each one of those games, where, you know, in practice here, we'll do some things that we're going to face against both teams. You know, some of the presses that we're going to see, and then some of the zones that we're going to see. So we'll do a little bit of both. And then we'll really focus more on, you know, that game Friday night as we get later in the week, and then have a shoot around on Saturday to kind of refocus. And it's kind of what you do as you go into tournament. You you don't want to ever look at the second step before you've taken the one in front of you. So, you know, you get up on that Saturday, you get a walkthrough and kind of refocus for that game Saturday night.
So that will wrap up segment number three. Thank you, Coach Cook, for joining us once again.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for covering us.
So when we return, Arabians basketball head coach Adam Ballard will sit with us for segments four and five to talk about practice updates, season hype, and winning mentality. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM community calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM community calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Coach Ballard is with us for segments four and five. So, hey, Coach Ballard, thank you for joining us once again.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
So as we round off segment number four, let's talk about practice a little bit. So another week of practice down in the books. So how would you say practice was last week?
Oh, it was great. We had a really, really good first week of practice. Great energy, great enthusiasm, and, you know, a lot of really, really fun things going on in practice right now.
So what are a few key drills that you and this team have been working on?
I mean, we're really working on everything, you know, early in the year, but really trying to kind of get the baseline of how we want to play offensively and defensively, kind of getting our rules and our non-negotiables established on both ends of the floor, and kind of figuring out some roles and things here and there. We've still got, you know, a relatively young group, and so we're really figuring some things out and trying to get better every day.
So last week was your first official week of practice, but this team has been working hard ever since the season ended last year. So what improvements have you seen since the end of last season up until this point in the year?
I mean, we're you know, now that we're a full year in, right? So the expectations, the personalities of myself, of our other coaches, of our players, everybody's a little bit more comfortable with one another. You know, when I use a term, everybody knows what it means. It's no longer kind of like, oh, wait, well, what is that? Is that a screen or is that a pick? Is that a, you know, just little things like that make things so much easier and make the transition from drill to drill or from segment to segment a lot smoother. And it's a lot of fun.
So the first regular season game is just right around the corner. Next Tuesday, the 23rd of November, the Ravens take a short little quick trip to a backyard rival of the Anderson Indians. So how ready are you and this team to go put on a fight and show in that very first season opener?
We'll be ready Monday. We've still got a lot of things to do. And, you know, it's really, we'll be ready, don't get me wrong. But that first game is really going to be a test more than anything else to see where we're at and what we need to do. You know, we got a scrimmage coming up Thursday against Hamilton Heights. It's going to be a great opportunity for us to get out there and play against somebody else, find out, you know, what our weaknesses are, what our strengths are, and hopefully those roles will start to kind of solidify a little bit more over the next few days and into next week.
So what's it like to see that your players are ready to get back out on that court, and take home some wins, and fight for a sectional title, state title?
You know, it's right now it's that's so far off, and it's really just about trying to get a little bit better every day. And, you know, we talk about a lot. We talk about being 1% better every day. And if we get 1% better every day, you know, over the course of the season, we're going to have between 70 and 80 practices. We'll be a whole new ball team by the end of the year. And so as fun as it is to think about those kinds of things, for me and for our guys, our focus really has to be on the journey, on the process of every single day getting a little bit better.
So how well do you think, with the way this team has performed in practice, will translate over to those first few games of the season?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
So how well do you think, with the way this team has performed so far in practice, will translate over to those first few games of the season?
Well, I hope it carries over really, really well. Unfortunately, there's a lot of times in practice that things may look really good, and then they look really bad on game night. And the opposite is also true. Things that look terrible. And then when you get out there and you play against somebody else, that they work really well. And so, you know, what I'm really hoping is that the base things defensively, you know, we build our defense on five things, on having great closeouts, on being in help side position, on helping with our chest, on blocking out, and on talking every possession. And if we can really hammer those five things and be good at those five things, I think we'll see a lot of great carryover into a game. If we're deficient in one, two, three areas there, then it's going to be a lot more difficult.
As you mentioned, you guys scrimmage Hamilton Heights this Thursday, a team that you guys have previously scrimmaged for the last couple of years, but also a team you're going to see in your regular season this year. So how does that scrimmage early on before the season starts help you in the regular season?
Well, we actually, they aren't on our schedule this year. We played them last year, just picked them up as a kind of a COVID game. But, you know, Hamilton Heights is going to be well coached. They're going to be tough. It's going to be a great, they're a team that in a lot of ways is similar to us. They've kind of got a young core with a couple seniors that are returning that they're trying to figure some things out just like we are. So it'll be a really good opportunity just to find out where we're at. You know, what do we got to work on? What do we got to do better? What do we got to do differently? And so I'm excited. And I know our guys are excited to get out there and go against somebody else. You know, you get kind of stale practicing against the same guys every single day. It can get a little chippier, get a little bit harder to compete sometimes. And so once we get to go up there and line or go out there and line up against somebody else, I think we'll see a lot of good things.
So Anderson's a typical team you see early in the season, but last year due to COVID, you didn't see them until closer to the end of your regular season, but also a team that you're going to open your season opener next week, but then see them right after Christmas break in that first round of the Madison County tournament. So how does being able to get them in that very first game and see them early on help prepare you later when you see them in the county tournament?
Well, I think they're going to look a lot different than they did a year ago. So, it'll give us a great idea to find out kind of what they're wanting to do from a philosophical standpoint, what they're trying to exploit from us. You know, they're going to be big. They're going to be athletic. Somebody told me today they had yet another Chicago move in, which seems to be kind of a regular thing. I think that's number three or four for them. And so we're just going to line up and we're going to try and hit them in the mouth and go right after them. And then regardless of what happens on the 23rd, you know, we'll go into that first round county game with a ton of enthusiasm, and we'll be ready to get after them and hopefully be a little bit better than we were the time before.
So with this being the final full week of practices before the games begin, do you feel like as a coach, do you feel like there is like an intensity change as the season comes closer?
I think it depends on the team. You know, we had a great week last week. Today, I don't want to use the term sluggish, but we weren't quite as, the intensity level wasn't quite as high today as what it was the last 5 or 6 days. And some of that is like I talked about, you know, you just get kind of stale going against the same guys over and over again. You want to play. But we've also got, you know, Ethan's still out right now. Josiah was out sick today. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow. And so, you know, when you're missing two of your top 5 or 6 guys, that makes it a little bit more difficult to turn it up. But that's where we've got to get tougher mentally. And not allow ourselves to worry about what's happening and focus on what's right in front of us, and that's an opportunity to get better and to compete every day.
So that will do it for segment number four. When we come back, Coach Ballard will stay with us to talk about having a winning mentality and mindset heading into the start of the season. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Chris, last year was a challenge.
It was quite a challenge.
But we overcame it.
That's what life's all about, overcoming challenges together.
And I'm so proud of our entire state and our local communities for persevering through last year together. I'm Indiana High School Athletic Association Assistant Commissioner Carrie Schludecker.
And I'm Assistant Commissioner Chris Kaufman. Last year, we learned something that high school sports have always taught kids, how to overcome challenges through discipline and teamwork.
Our student athletes do it year in and year out.
And last year, they did it with limited to no attendance.
But this year, fans are back in the stands, and we want to see your enthusiasm.
So we're challenging you, the fans,
to buy a ticket to your school's next sporting event
and help the whole community persevere.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here for segment number five. We have Coach Ballard with us as we talk about a winning mentality here for... So you've had a strong history for the game of basketball for quite some time, along with those multiple sectional title wins. So what does it take to be a winner in high school basketball?
You got to be detail-oriented. You got to be disciplined. Everybody talks about the little things, and that is... It's not cliche, it's truth. The details, greatness is in the details, and how you close out, how you jump to the ball, how you block out, how you move without the ball, how you screen, how you pass, being able to make a pass that is sharp and on a rope versus having a little bit of a loft to it that kind of floats. Being able to finish around the basket with what we call clean finishes, where it hits the backboard and goes straight through the net. It's not rolling around up there on the rim. You're taking any kind of, chance out of it. And that's what it takes to win consistently, is doing those little things, the detail things, the quote-unquote boring things, at a high level all the time. And it takes a lot of discipline to do that. Our guys are getting better at it. As a coach, I'm never going to be satisfied with where we are from a detail standpoint. But and then the second part is the discipline that I talked about. Knowing what to do, knowing when to do it, and doing it to the best of your ability every time. That's what discipline is. And if you have discipline and you have details, you can win. And if you don't have those things, it makes it a lot harder.
So back in your high school days, you were able to play basketball and now coaching. So when it comes to a winner's mentality, is there a difference from a player's perspective and then a coach's perspective, or is there a lot of similarities?
There is. There's very few kids that are, when they're in high school, they are really mature enough to understand just how important those things are. And as a coach, it's my job to stress that importance, to get them to understand. I think great coaches get kids and teams to do what they want them to do, but the play, like, how do I say this, to get them to do what I want them to do because they want to do it. Does that make sense? So like, I've got to get Jameson Dunham to do what I want Jameson Dunham to do, but he's not doing it for me, he's doing it because he knows it's important to him, if that makes sense. And that's the hardest part of coaching, is everybody gets enamored, and we watch ESPN or we watch highlights, and you never see the great screen that got a guy open. You just see the shot that was made. You never see the throw ahead. You just see the highlight reel dunk, right? And so it's the little things. Something we talk about is master the boring things, be the best at the boring things, and that's really what it takes. That's what we as coaches have to get our guys to really embrace and want to do all the time.
So how does the focus and the mindset of grinding and getting better during practice carry out and translate in the games?
Well, we try to make practices harder than games. So that way when we get into a game, it's like, oh, man, this isn't that tough. We do all kinds of things in practice, like ratio scoring. We do a lot of 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio scoring. So we may have 8 baskets and gave up 5. But we still lose because they're getting 2 points for a bucket and we're only getting one. We do a lot of things that, you know, three-man weave, three-man straight line that are really, really fast, really, really intense, that you're never going to do three-man weave in a game. But if you can be really sharp with how you rotate, with how you fire the ball, with how you finish around the basket, all those things will translate into a winning basketball team.
So with one more week until the start of the regular season, what are some things you're looking forward to in practice this week before your team heads off over to Anderson to take on the Indians?
You know, I hope that we can build on some things. That's what I really would like to see. I thought we had a great first week of install and of, you know, kind of establishing how we're going to defend, how we're going to play offensively. And so now, can we build on those things, or do we have to continue working on the same stuff over and over again? Okay, so like I would say, you know, to use an analogy, like, okay, we're walking. We can't go back to have to practice crawling again. Okay, now we're running. We can't go back to have to practice how to walk again. We're ready to play, so we know how to jump to the ball. So we got to do it when we're in five-on-five situations. We can't go back and have to break down, okay, this is where you're supposed to be. This is when you're supposed to be there. We've got to know what we're doing and then add to it rather than having to just continuously work on those same things over and over. And that's really a mindset. That's a choice. We have to decide to do those things as a team. And it's you either do it or you don't. There's really no middle ground there.
How important is it for you to start your season off 1-0?
I mean, you can't win them all if you don't win the first one, right? You know, I've never met someone that wants to win more than I do. But at the same time, there was a time that I thought every single game was a must win, and I don't see it that way anymore. I try to have a more a big picture perspective, a journey perspective, a process perspective, and I want to win every single game that we play. But if we do or don't isn't going to change how we move forward and attack that next week.
So this season starters, Jameson Dunham and Luke Candiano, return for their senior seasons, as well as hopes for Ethan Ross to get back on the court some point throughout. So how well has this group of seniors led the team up to this point?
They've done a good job. I mean, I think we can always be better. I think Jameson is trying to do a better job of leading and being vocal, and that's not something that comes real naturally to him. And Luke is really trying to bring energy and bring enthusiasm every single day. Right now, Ethan's role is so much different because he's in practice, but we're trying to get him, you know, he's able to do some rehab now, so we're trying to get him to really focus on those things and be with us when he can. But we need both of really Jameson and Luke, but Jameson especially. We need more energy and more communication and more accountability from him. We need him to hold himself accountable, but also we need him to hold his teammates accountable and bring them up a level. You know, I told James earlier this year that, you know, great players always make the other guys around them better. And average players or good players don't. They're just good, and everybody else is who they are. Great players raise everybody's level, and we need Jameson and Luke to be great players for us.
So another key guy from last year, Josiah Gessen, also returns to the team this year. So how much do you feel like he has improved over the summer from last season?
Oh, it's night and day. You know, last year Joe was very, very timid, kind of figuring out his body a little bit, and had grown a lot in a short period of time. He didn't have hardly any confidence at all. And he's worked hard. He's worked hard in the spring, in the summer, in the fall. And I think he'll take a big step forward this year, but there's still a lot of things that he's got to do to get better. He's got to have those discipline, and he's got to have that discipline and focus on the details of things just like everybody else. And when he has opportunities, he's got to be assertive.
So that will do it for segment number 5. Thank you, Coach Ballard, for joining us up here on the balcony for the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. It's fun.
So stay with us. The 6th and final segment is coming up next. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.
If you're a nonprofit and need to get information out to the public, please fill out the WEEM PSA form at 917WEEM.org. Again, to provide WEEM with PSA information, fill out the PSA form at 917WEEM.org.
Text. text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM. Is here for segment six alongside me, Jacob Festmeyer, joining me, Dawson Perrell. But right now, we're just going to take a look overall here at the winter sports. Just right now, the girls basketball season has got underway. They are currently 3-1, as we mentioned earlier. Their only loss coming to a number 9 team in the state, a solid Westfield team where they lost in a Saturday matchup about 2 weeks ago. But overall, for the Lady Arabians, off to a pretty good start.
Oh, just a fantastic start. And if you look back a couple weeks ago when they went to play Marion, Ian, me, you and I were calling that game. The score at the end of the first half was, I believe, was 45-5. And they just put on a great performance in and out. Same thing with the JV team. They also put on a heck of a performance. The varsity went out and caught Marion 70-25, and that's going to be, you know, that's going to get your feelings going good as you head back home. And then, of course, they took on Westfield that Saturday. As you mentioned, they're a top 10 team in the state. It's tough to take on a team like that, especially, you know, since you played a team like Marion. Marion, a little bit of a, I guess, underexperienced team, trying to build up some experience as they build up their season. Other than that, they went and Lady Reams went over to Newcastle on Tuesday, and they put on another show. They defeated them by 25 points in that historic field house. Then they came back here, and instead of, well, if you take a look at last year for the Lady Ravens, they, well, as Coach Cook said, they defeated Heritage Christian by just 1 point on a buzzer beater. This time they beat them by 25 points. That's one of the most, by far one of the most successful teams from the past, like, 20 years. They won state titles in 2014, 2015, 2016. I believe they've won 8 state titles throughout the year from 2000 to, I guess, I'm guessing this year.
Yeah, overall for Heritage Christian, they've been a very good team, that little private school. So they have the ability to be able to recruit players in there. They don't have that restrictions against them. But looking up for the Lady Arabians coming up, as they'll have their conference match against Greenfield this Friday at home, and then followed by a Saturday night matchup at home against Frankton. And then they'll travel to Shelbyville next Saturday night. And then on the 3rd of December, they'll be on the road at Mount Vernon. But overall, as Coach Cook was mentioning, you don't want to pass up any game here in the conference because you can't outrule any team. Because as soon as you go to outrule a team, they can easily beat you and catch you off guard. But that Mount Vernon game, definitely a game they're going to be highlighting, where they fell to them in the sectional championship last year and one of the only two teams they fell to in the conference play last season.
And Mount Vernon has just been a team that Pendleton Heights has had a rivalry. Pendleton Heights has had a rivalry with Mount Vernon and all sorts of sports: football, baseball, softball, boys basketball, girls basketball, boys basketball, you name it. So Mount Vernon has always just been a key game just for any sport for Pendleton Heights. And taking a look at the you know, those other conference games, I know you mentioned they play Greenfield Central this Friday. As you mentioned, both teams are kind of going through adjustments, and the adjustments right now for the Lady Ravens have done the good. As you mentioned, they're 3-1. Got like new freshman Casey Warfels, she's in here. She scored double digits in 3 of the games. Her sister Whitney Warfels also doing a great job in the scoring category, a great rebounder, a great all-around player. And that's going to come around and just put them in a good spot for this Friday's game.
But as you're mentioning, for that freshman, Casey Warfel, catching a lot of people by surprise, as she was mentioned in the Indy Star watch list for the class of 2025. She's been in double digits in their first 4 games, so really being in help off of the offense. The first 2, she came off the bench, but finally got that start over in Newcastle where she got into foul trouble early on. But she's really been a team, you know, she's a younger player, but really helping bring this team together, coming off the bench and getting the team going.
Just phenomenal. And remember, Casey Warfel is just a freshman. And as Coach Cook said multiple times, I mean, last year she was playing middle school basketball. She was an 8th grader. She's a freshman, and she is putting on these well performances and putting on just such a scoring battle against, you know, some of these top teams. She did it against Newt. She's done it pretty primarily against every team. She did it against Marion in her debut, followed up next week against Newcastle, and she did it against Heritage Christian. So she's doing a phenomenal job in her first year of varsity.
As we take over a look at boys basketball, they start their season opener next Tuesday on the road at Anderson, just about a 5-minute drive here from the high school. But that's a backyard clash, as Coach Ballard mentioned. A lot of new players coming to join that Anderson team, a lot out of Illinois. But they're going to be a very physical team. They're a team that got the best of the Arabians in 2 games last year. One game in that sectional where they went into overtime, the Ravens fell short. And another game in the regular season mattered, was changed by 3-point basket to really send that game over. That's a game the Arabians really trying to jump the gun early.
And I know these Arabians are looking to get their revenge on the Anderson Indians because nothing has to be worse than losing a tournament. I know the Madison County tournament is one of the biggest things. Probably, a lot of these conference teams' biggest goals is to go out and win that Madison County tournament because, it's a tournament game. Everybody wants to win a tournament game. Yeah, it's midseason, and, you got sectionals there in a couple of months, but still, it's a tournament game, and it does, I guess, puts on a little preview before the sectional playoffs.
Definitely, as you're mentioning, and they have Anderson the first round of the county. Anderson has more Madison County championships than Pendleton Heights does, and Pendleton's really trying to keep their way or moving to be able to catch up with them, as Anderson didn't make it to the championship last year. But overall, it's been a very solid performance. But something to mention, and something to mention last week was that this Friday we will have the girls in action against Greenfield Central. So that's going to be a huge conference game. If you guys aren't doing anything, you're going to want to be here at Pendleton Heights. It's going to be a 7:30 varsity tip. But if you can't make it, make sure to tune in right here as we'll have live coverage.
So that will do it for us here live. As Ian just said, be sure to tune in to 91.7 WEM this weekend as Dawson Peril and I will be on that call as the Lady Ravens take on the Greenfield Central Cougars. And also Ian Stevens and Cove Ritchie are on the call for the following night as the Lady Ravens take on the Frankton Eagles on Saturday. Both games tip off at 7:30 with the ASN pregame shows at 7:15. Once again, that will do it for us live, but we hope you enjoyed today's show, and we hope you enjoyed the sixth and final segment. We wish you all a wonderful and warm good night. For Ian Stevens, I am Jacob Festmeyer. This is the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.